Abchana bar Bizna. Omer Rav Shimi Chasida. My dichtze, what does the posik say? Chaya posik in Tzchaya. Chaya mar Hashem Tzavokos. Soyim Orevi, the fast of the fourth. But Soyim HaChemisha, the fast of the fifth. But Soyim HaShvi of the seventh month. But Soyim HaSiri of the tenth month. Yiyu lebeis Yehuda. Mitzshem Shabi lebeis Yehuda. Lesos lesimcha. Shabi for Sosn and Simcha. Tzchot Tzstira. First the posik says these days, this month, these days of the month, is going to be a fast day. Then it says, "V'korulu sasim asimcha." That's going to be a happiness. You'll be happy then. What is it? So it says like this: "Bizman sheyeh shalom yilu sasim asimcha." When there's shalom by Klal Yisrael and Echlami, then the type would be a sasim asimcha. And Rashi says then type is the opposite. It's less the hesped of a tainus. You're now at a fast and you can't even say hesped then. These days, Rami should be like a yomtiv if there's shalom. And Rashi says, "Shein yada t'kachovim t'kifa Yisrael." When the Goyim are not ruling over the Yidden, then we don't have to fast. Weiter, Ma'ashen came b'sma'yeh, the ain't shalom, when there's no peace, when Klal Yisrael doesn't have peace, then we have to fast. And Omer HaPopo Hochikoma, here's what it means to say, that b'sma'an sheyeh shalom yiyo l'sos l'simcha. When there's peace by Klal Yisrael, then for sure you don't have to fast, then it's l'simcha l'sosin. Ma'ashenke yesh gzeirah ha-malchus tzoyim. When it's very bad times, when the malchus makes gzeirah, then you have to fast. Rashi says, choyv l'sanis ben. Then there's a choyv to fast when the Goyish king makes gzeirah degrees against Klal Yisrael. What about ein gzeirah ha-malchus? Let's say there's no degree from the Goyim, from the king. There's no gzeirah ha-malchus. But hu adin v'yein sholim, there's no peace either, like b'zman is there. Then he holds, Rotsu Misanin, Rotsu Ei Misanin. It's up to you. If you want to, you can fast. If you want to, you don't have to fast. That's what he holds. So Rashi, V'chivan de Rishusu, Le Matrachinen Shluchim Alayu. Since it's only Rishus now to fast on Yudzayim Batamuz, and on Asarvat Tevis, therefore we don't send out Shluchim. It's Rishus, if you want to, yeah, if you don't want to not, it's not that important, we don't send out Shluchim. For the Gemara Yehochi, if so, Tisha B'av Nami, the Chur, the same thing should apply to Tisha B'av also. It should only be a reshus, like the zman is there, that we don't have the goyim that are making degrees upon us, but we don't have shalom either. So the tishvav should be the same madreg. It should be a mitzvah if you want. It should be a reshus if you want to fast. If you don't want to, not. And the chur we know not like that. We know the tishvav you have to fast.
Yeah. All right, turn over. All right, turn over.
So the main is that the tishvav is different. Omer Rav Papa Shani Tishabov, Hoya Vihuch below Beit Saras. Since a lot of bad things happen to Klal Yisrael one after another, Tishabov you always have to fast. It's a chayv to fast. Unless it's Mamish Asal, let's Mamish the Yisholim. The Yom Amar, the Tishabov Chorer Bayis Arishin, the first Bessimish was destroyed. Or the Shni and the second one was destroyed. In the same day, the Nilka the Beisar, they conquered Beisar, the Ir Beisar, the Nechu Shair, and the Mamish plowed down the city. But since so many tzaras happened to Klal Yisrael on Tisha B'Av, therefore Tisha B'Av there's a choyv to fast. Now Tanya, that the koponim, the reason why the Mishnah doesn't say Shluchim go out on Tammuz and Atevus, because those two tiny sisters are shus. If you want to fast, if not, not. The Maisa B'Zman is there with Kavei Reminig. Klal Yisrael is Mekav upon the Sotah Vinig, now the Minig is to fast on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz and on Sar B'Tevus. Tanya, Om Rav Shimon. Abod Devorim Hoy Rav Kiva Darsh, Rav Kiva Darshan is Tzukim one way, Vani and a Darsh Kamoiso. I don't agree with him. I don't Darshan the same way. Now, what are these four things? The Postik says, Tzoyim Ravi. So Rav Kiva said, what's the Pshat Tzoyim Ravi? Zeh Tisa V'Tamas. It means the ninth day of Tamas. What's the ninth day of Tamas? Shebay Huf Koir. That's the time that they knocked down the city. Right? The Goyim first start to come into Yerushalayim, Huf Koir. Shenem the pasuk says, "B'tisha la'chodesh, v'yechaza karov v'ir, lo'yhoya lechem lom oritz." They didn't have any bread for their people to eat. V'atiboka ir, and they cracked down the city. So the kasha is, "Amay kol le'rivi." Why is it called same rivi? What does the fourth month have to do with Tammuz? The Torah says, "Rivi lechadoshim." Now we know Nisan is the beginning of Rosh Chodesh for Chadoshim. So the fourth month from Nisan is Tammuz. That's why it's called Tzayim Ravi, the fourth fasting, the fourth month, means Tisha B'Tamas. Yeah. Right, the Pasuk says then Tzayim HaChemishi. So the Kiva says, what does it mean, the fifth month? Zeh Tisha B'Av. The fifth month Av, again, it's Av from Nisan, the fifth month is Tisha B'Av. Shebar Nisra Beis Lakenu. That's the day that they burnt the Beis Hamikdash. Yamai Kol Chamish, what's that for the fifth month? Chamish Lechadoshim. Av is the fifth month after Nisan. Tzom HaShvi, what does Tzom HaShvi, the seventh month, means? Zekim of Tishrei. That's Tzom Gedalia, the third day of Tishrei. Shebar Nera Gedalia Ben Achikim. Omi Hargo, who killed him? Yishmael Ben Nesanya, Hargo. Lalamda will come to teach us Sheskula Misasan Shotadikim Kisraithas Beis Lakenu. The reason why the Kaveya Tain is the same way when they built burnt the Beis Hamikdash, we fast. The same way when the Tzaddik was killed also we fast. So that's why there's a tainness of Tzom Gedalia. Now, if you might call a Shvi, how come the Pasuk calls it the fast of the seventh month? Again, it means Shvi Lechadoshim. It's the seventh month from Nisan, the seventh month starting from Nisan. Tzom HaAsiri, then it says the tenth month. Ze Aser B'Tevis. That's Aser B'Tevis. Sheboi Somach Melech Bovel Yerushalayim. Now, even though this happened first, Tzom HaAsiri, that Melech Bovel went to Yerushalayim, this happened first of everything. Still, it's called last in the Pasuk, because it goes both of the orders of the month. What happened in the 10th month in Tevis, that happens in Aser B'Tevis, that Melech Bovel conquered Yerushalayim, Shenema, Vidbar Hashem Elai, Vashona Chias, Vachodesh Asiri, Vesta Lachodesh, the 10th day of Tammuz, Lema Ben Odom, Ksov Lecho, Eshem Hayom, Esetzem Hayom Azir. And write down, this day was Somach Melech Bovel Yerushalayim. This was the day that Melech Bovel first came to make a siege around Yerushalayim. Now, the Yamai Korolei Asiri, why is it called the Asiri Tzom Asiri? Because Asiri Lechadoshim. It's the 10th one of the month. Tevis is the 10th month after Nisan. That's what's called the 10th. Now, this is the way Rabbi Kiva Darshan. Now, Rabbi Shimon says like this, V'aloi hoyu royu zeh l'kos avishin. Or as even Rabbi Kiva explained himself, really, this last Tzom HaAsiri that Melech Bovel conquered Yerushalayim should have been written first, because that happened first. For Loma Nichtav Kan, why is it written last? Kedei Lahastir Chadoshim Ketikunim. Because the Pasuk wants to say each month, one after another, which day we fast. So first it says Revi, Chamishi, Shvi, then it says Asiri. That's the Rabbi Kiva Darshan's this Tzukim. Now Rabbi Shimon says, V'ani Enu Oy Mekein, I don't say like him. Eloi Darshan the Pasuk like this. Tzom HaAsiri Zeh Chamishi B'Tevis. The first pasuk that says Tzom HaAsiri, the last pasuk. That is the last pasuk that says Tzom HaAsiri, it doesn't mean Aser B'Tevis, because that happened way at the beginning, but rather means something happened all the way at the end. Tzom HaAsiri means Zeh Chamishi B'Tevis. That's the fifth day of Tevis. What happened then? At the last thing happened, Sheboi Bo Shemua L'Goyla Shehuk Seir. After the Churban of the Bayis, at the end of the year, first the Chamisha B'Tevis, the Shemua, a messenger came to tell them, to the Golos, to the people outside Yerushalayim, what happened to Yerushalayim. Shuk Seir, that the air was burnt up. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayhi B'Shtei Esrei Shana. It happened 12th year of the Asiri, in the 10th month, the Chamisha, according to the 5th day of Tevis, the Goloseinu, Bo Lai Apolit, that a Shliach, a messenger came, Yerushalayim from Yerushalayim, Lema telling us, Hutzir, that Yerushalayim was burnt down. The also Yom Shmua ki Yom Sreifa. And they are Masak in this day when they turned over, they told over what happened, as if was almost burnt down today. So therefore, there will convey a tightness on Hay B'Tevis. So Rabbi Shimon says, V'nir and Devorah Midvorah. I like what I'm saying better than what Rabbi Kiva is saying. Shani Yom Arishin Rishin. I'm saying what happened first happened. Now the first Sukkim were good. The only pasuk was Shved is last pasuk. If you say it's going on Aser B'Tevis, that happened first on Melech Bovel came. Therefore I say it doesn't mean Aser B'Tevis, but it means a new tainus of Hey B'Tamis, Hey Tevis that happened last. The Alachon Achron happened last. Luay Merkiva says no. Arishon Achron Alachon Rishon. What happened first, last, what happened last first. El Shumayna said Chadoshim, because he wants to count the months. Even though Melech Bovel came first, still it counts at last, because that happened in the 10th month, that's the last month of the year. The last of the Cheshbon year. The 10th is the last one of the of 4, 5, and 7. V'ani, but Rabbi Shimon saying, Moinu Seder Peronis. I don't go boss to the Seder of the month, but I go boss to rather the Seder exactly what happened here. And what happened last was, Hey B'Tevis, that's what happened last. Itma, Rav Rabbi Chanina. Amr, they both say, Botla Megillas Tainis. It's Batal Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus is a special Megillah, special like a Sefer was written that which days is like us at the fast. There are certain days Chacham will kavei like a Simcha, a Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to fast those days and you can't say a Spei Demida. That's called Megillas Tainus. He says B'zman is Ez Batal. Those days, if you want to, you're allowed to fast. There's no Din Megillas Tainus anymore. Rashi says, "Vatla Megillas Tainus, Yomim Toivim Shakov Chachamim." There were special days that Chachamim made for Yom Tov. Ayidei Nisim Shurim Bem, because things unless happen, the Yosrim Batainus Chachamim say not to fast that day. The Yeshmem, some of them after Hespid, he can't even make it say Hespid. The custom Megillah, the special Megillah, these halachas, all the Elun Yomim these days, Lelatanus Bon, you can't fast. Achshav Shachov Habayis, that was before the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, while we had the Beis Hamikdash. But now after the Churban Abayis, Batlo, it's Batlo those Yom Tovim. O Motorim Behesped of Atainis. Now you're allowed to fast and allowed to have a Hesped. That's the way Rav and Rabbi Chanina holds. Batlo Atainis Megillas Tainis. Rabbi Yechonez Rabbi Shurim Medlaka Shamri Loi Batlo Megillas Tainis. No, those days you're still not allowed to fast. They still have the mitzvah, the inyonim of Megillas Tainis. Rav, Rabbi Chanina Amri, Batlo Megillas Tainis. They have this Batlo. Hochi Koma, this is what it means to say. That this man sheyei shalom yulasos l'simcha. When we have the Beis Hamikdash and this simcha, then these days you're not allowed to fast. Or the ain shalom after the Churban Abayis time, then you're allowed to fast. Oh no, this is going to forget on these 5 days here. Forget on the ikka days of the tainis of same ravi, same chamishi, same ashvi. That one person calls the sos l'simcha and one person calls the time. So he said that this man we had the Beis Hamikdash was a simcha, but now after the Beis Hamikdash it came into a tainis. So they say, Bahanech Nami, the things that it says in Megillas Tainus is the same thing, that now, well, after the Churban Abayis, it was changed over from Shalom to Tsar, so now we're allowed to fast on those days. Like it's both the Megillas Tainus. Just like on these 4 days, there was a Yom Tov, now it's a Tainus, the same thing, the days that it says in the Megillas Tainus, even at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, you were not allowed to fast, not allowed to say a Hesped, now you're allowed to say a Hesped, you're allowed to fast. Bahanech Nami Kiyan. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Yamri, Loi Batlo Megillas Tainus. No, it wasn't Batlo. These are special days like Hanukkah, the special days that you're still not allowed to fast. Aber Hanehu, the Talinu Rachamon, the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. The first Pasuk says, Tzayim HaChemishi, Tzayim HaShvi, Tzayim HaSiri. Here the Pasuk is told in the Beis Hamikdash. So we dash him, this man, we have the Beis Hamikdash, this Shalom, you don't have to fast, it's a Yom Tov. This man, there's no Beis Hamikdash, yet the Churban Abayis, then there's Linya to fast, then you are allowed to fast. Aval Hanech, Mashenken, these days like Hanukkah, Purim, that it says in Megillas Tainus, Kedekaimekaimi, those days do not have to do with the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, it still says, even now after the Churban Abayis, those days you're not allowed to fast. What it says in Megillas Tainus, you're not allowed to fast. So Moshev Rav Kana. Rav Kana asked for Kasha on the man Yom that said it was bottle. That Maisid once happened, the Gozer with Tainus to Hanukkah Balud. And Lord, the Chom there made a Tainus on Hanukkah. The Yored Rabbi Lezer Baruchat. Rabbi Lezer didn't like it. And he said there's no tainus. He washed. He washed himself. Even though an ikra didn't tainus, now to wash himself, he was rochat. We have Yeshua Vesipa. Yeshua went down and took a haircut. Even though on a regular tainus, now to take a haircut, he took a haircut. The Yomulim and Rav Kano and Rabbi Lezer told, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua told them, Tzuvi Sanu Amashia Sisim. Like you did an Avera by fasting on Hanukkah. And you should know afterwards now you're going to have to fast again. For forgiveness for what you did on Hanukkah, you weren't allowed to fast then. So what do you see? You see that Megillas Tainus is not Batal. Hanukkah is one of the days that says that Megillas Tainus is not allowed to fast. So you see, even now after the Churban of Beis Hamikdash, it's still Nogeya, that Megillah, that you're not allowed to fast. And therefore they said the people that fasted on Hanukkah did an Aveira, and they're going to have to fast again later for Kapara for what they did. So you see the Megillah is still Nogeya. Some Rav Yosef answers no cash on them. Shani Hanukkah Dika Mitzvah. Hey, Chanukah is different. Since it's a mitzvah of the Rabbanan to not to fast, and mitzvah Chanukah, that's why you're not allowed to fast. What do you mean? That's no mitzvah, that's no Megillah Tainus. These are days that there are mitzvahs not to fast, as a mitzvah of Simcha. So if you're telling me now it's Batal, so the Rabbanan have a right to mevatel the whole mitzvah Chanukah, and mainly you're allowed to fast then. So what are you telling me? If Yod and Megillah Tainus is Batal, so Chanukah should also be Batal. Like in you at least not to fast. You should be much of the fast if you want. So he answered, Elomer Rabbi Yosef, Shani Chanukah, Chanukah is different. The Mefasim Anissa, since there's a big curse of Manes, Rashi says, Kvar hu golui, everybody knows about it, l'chol yisroel, ayde shenor goboi ha-mitzvahs, everybody knows the mitzvah of Chanukah, to light the candles, to light the neiros, ve'erzik bo k'shol teira, and klai yisro kipu like a teira, v'loi nochen avatloi. Therefore, it's a svara not to take it away. Now, Chanukah is a special Yom Tov. Everybody knows it, everybody keeps it, everybody keeps it for Yom Tov, Simcha, therefore this day Chanukah takes also to fast. But the other days of Megillah's Tainus could be then, as man is there, you are allowed to fast on it. Moisiv Ravacha Barhuna, he has a cast like this. Bitlasa Betishrei, in the third day of Tishrei, Betinas Adrachta Mishdora. The Rabbanu were Mavata, you don't have to write Hashem's name in the Shtar. We'll soon see. What happened was like this. She Gozru Malchus Yovin Gzeir Vishlola Haski Hashem Shemaim Alpiyam. First, the Melech Yerovin made Gzeir Vakla Yisrael can't mention Hashem's name. When Malchus Chashmonoi won over the Yevonim, Hezkilu the Melech Takono, she Yomaskir in Shem Shemayim, that Klai Yisrael is allowed to mention Hashem's name. And Afilu B'shtaris, even in the Shtar, they used to write down Hashem's name. The Kachal, because this is the way they used to write it down in the Shtar. Bishnas, Kach, Lekach, Leyechanin, Kain Godol. Lekel El Yoin. They wrote down Hashem's name. This is the 20th year of the Kain Godol, Yechanin, Lekel El Yoin. They used to write Hashem's name down in the Shtar. Now, but Dover the Chum heard what's going on. Armor, they said, what's a star? A check that you owe me money. So tomorrow the person's going to pay up the money. And what are you going to do with this check now, the star? You're going to rip it up and throw it away. You throw away the star in the garbage. So Hashem's name is going to be lying in the garbage. It's not nice. Therefore, bitlum. They made a bitl said, don't write Hashem's name down the star anymore. And this day they made a yomtif. Now, the sagadaitach, botla megillas tainis, if you want to tell me after the Churban Habayis, it's botla the megillas tainis, of a zaykamaisa botla. The first yom tovim the Rabbanim made was botla. Achmanaisa maisifin. So what kind of svar is this that after the Churban Habayis, the Rabbanim made another yomtif? Like you were telling me now, the yom tovim they had before was botla, that now you were all out of fast after the Churban Habayis, because we have service now, we're out of fast. Sakan the Chum came and made a new Yom Tov not to say that you're not out of fast. Like, what's going on here? So, where is the Erechanam? Yehoko Maaskinim is Masha Beth Mitzvah Shkayim. There's last Zach that we say the third day, Tzum Gedalia, that we have a fraternity after the Churban Habayis. But before, Bizman, the Beth Mitzvah was Sakan Yom Tov. And at that day, Taka, there were Kaveh Yom Tov to say that you're not out of fast. So, it's no serum. Bizman, they had the Beth Mitzvah Shabbat, there was no Gaya Megillah Tainis. How old Sazag is after the Churban Habayis, now we have so much service, you're allowed to fast on those days also. But the Gemara, for typically the heavenly